KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. We're looking at 23 degrees below zero here in Atlantic, and we look for a wind chill warning to be in effect until noon today for most of the listening area. A wind chill advisory in effect until 11 a.m. for the counties in the far west and southwest of our listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with news brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, Adams County Sheriff's deputies report a Cass County man was arrested Monday night following a traffic stop. Deputies stopped a vehicle near Highways 34 and 148 at around 7:20 p.m. for a traffic violation. Upon further investigation, the driver of the vehicle, Anderson William of Atlantic, was placed under arrest for providing a false name to deputies. William was charged with providing false information, driving under suspension, and he was taken into custody on an arrest warrant. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports one arrest took place over the past week. On December 28th, 26-year-old Cody Leon Zimmerline of Adair was arrested in Adair on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of driving while license under suspension. Zimmerline was brought to the Adair County Jail in Greenfield and released the following day on a $300 cash bond. Police in Creston report the arrest on Saturday afternoon of David Smith, age 31, of Creston. He was taken into custody of the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense and later released on a $1,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a New Year's Day carjacking, the second such incident in 3 days. Officials say at around 3:17 a.m. Monday, police were dispatched to the 3200 block of Avenue J for a reported carjacking. Upon arrival, they made contact with the victim, Derek Howe. Howe told police that he'd been sleeping in his car when two males approached and shot him once before leaving his vehicle a 2013 Ford Fusion with Nebraska license plates EVJ830. The man was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Saturday morning, a Nebraska man suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his thigh during a carjacking incident in the parking lot of a Council Bluffs casino. Bluffs police said that officers were called to the Horseshoe Casino at around 4:43 a.m. Saturday for a report of a male party laying in the parking lot who had been shot. It was discovered that 53-year-old male from Elkhorn, Nebraska, was the victim of a robbery carjacking. The unidentified man was shot by the suspect as the victim attempted to flee on foot from his vehicle. The suspect fled from the scene of the victim's vehicle, which was a 2006 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Pickup truck was later recovered, burned. The victim was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment, and his vehicle was recovered by the Omaha Police Department in the 2000 block of South 45th Street. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a former Sioux City school teacher has been accused of stealing nearly $3,000 from accounts she set up for East High, Special Olympics, and the Friendship Connection. The Sioux City Journal reports that 48-year-old Melissa Dickerson is charged with theft. Court documents say Dickerson was an East High School special education teacher in 2013 when she opened the accounts in violation of Sioux City Community School District policies. Court documents say that earlier this month, a bank official told district officials that one of the accounts was overdrawn because of a MidAmerican energy bill in Dickerson's name. The documents say Dickerson later acknowledged transactions from August of 2016 through June that were made for her own personal use. And the trial has been postponed again for a West Des Moines man charged in connection with the starvation death of his adopted daughter. Joseph Finn II has pleaded not guilty to kidnapping, child endangerment, and neglect or abandonment. His former wife, Nicole Finn, was convicted December 14th of murder and other crimes in the October 2016 death of 16-year-old Natalie Finn. Court records show that defense attorney James Cook made the request, citing his scheduled radiation treatment for prostate cancer. Cook told the court he still needed to represent Joseph Finn and that the prosecution didn't object to another delay. The judge set a new starting date of April 30th. Previous trials' starting dates were March 27th, October 23rd, November 27th, January 8th, and April 9th. In our funeral announcements, Charles D. Madsen, of age 69, of Crescent, died Thursday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Charlie Madsen will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs is in charge of the arrangements. Darren Town, age 47, of Hancock, died December 23rd at his home. Funeral services for Darren Town will be today at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Robert Bob Grasty, age 88, of Greenfield, died December 26th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bob Grasty will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Teresa Cardell, age 53, of Avoca, died December 25th. Funeral services for Teresa Cardell will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the AHSTW School in Avoca. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Anton Tony Peterson, age 94, of Anita, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Tony Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Tim Thompson, age 58, who's formerly of Fontenelle, died December 26th in Mount Pleasant. Funeral services for Tim Thompson will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Gregory Wallace, age 39, of Urbandale and formerly of Greenfield, died December 28th. Funeral services for Gregory Wallace will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlotte Benton, age 74, of Cumberland, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Charlotte Benton will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died December 24th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Cremation has taken place. A massive Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Alice Clemens, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. A private memorial service for Alice Clemens will be held at a later date. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.